There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Welcome, bienvenidos a He Said, Ella Dijo. ¿Cómo estás, Eric?
Bien, bien.
¿Todo bien? ¿Todo bajo control? Bien. ¿Estás contento? ¿Durmiendo? ¿Saludable? ¿Qué hay de nuevo? ¿Qué hay de nuevo?
¿Qué de nuevo?
¿Qué hay de nuevo?
¿Qué hay de nuevo? What's new?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mira, he's learning.
I figured it out.
So we have a really cool episode today with a friend of mine. I've known Constance Marie for so long. And then you were saying that you haven't seen her in years,
over
right?
Over a decade.
Wow, over a decade.
You weren't even pregnant.
Wow. So Luna is now like a teenager.
Yeah.
Her daughter, that's incredible. Yeah. So she's here. She is, as you know, in this new show for Amazon Prime, With Love, that is so good and so needed. And it's about representation and inclusion. And it shows
a universal story, but a universal
story.
Yeah,
but it shows a Latinx family in all its glory,
mm-hmm.
doing incredible things and like real, normal, organic people.
Yeah.
So here we go, Constance.
Hi.
How are you, Constance?
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
How you doing? I don't think I've seen you, Constance, since your daughter was like a baby. A baby, baby. This is the last time I saw you. Maybe
really?
You've seen her.
No, I've seen her.
I haven't seen Constance. I haven't seen you in a long time.
What? No, I mean, literally, Roz, the last time I remember, like, okay, cool, but I have menopause brain, so it's totally possible that you have seen me since then, and we carried on a long discussion that I completely forgot. But I just remember hugging you at an award show.
Me?
Imagine Awards?
No, I think the last time I saw you was at Lisa Vidal's house.
Oh.
That's the last time I saw you.
How old is your daughter now?
She's 12 and an inch taller than I am.
Yeah.
She's taller than you now?
Yes. Yes.
She's 12. So we didn't even... Sabella's 10. You were not even pregnant when we saw her. So yeah, it's been... I haven't seen you in over a decade.
Eric. Wow.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's nuts.
No, I saw her. I saw her maybe 3 years ago.
For me, I'm talking about that. That's just nuts. We just saw your awesome new show the other night. We started watching it.
With Love.
Which was super fun.
Do you love it, Constance? Are you super happy and so overwhelmed and excited?
You know what? Those are exactly the words that I would use. Oh, and for me, I am so lucky and that I get to be in this career that I have had for 34 years. Part of projects that reflect the Latinx community in the way we should be reflected, instead of just, you know, off to the side or one person or marginalized or just put in these little boxes that, you know, everybody sees us. And I just so lucky that I have been able to, I got another one, Roz, there's another one that I've done after all this time that really just puts us in the fabric of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I grew up, you know, my family is in America since 1850, like in the United States. Well, I guess it wasn't the United States then because the treaty was signed in 1856 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So like original peoples, right? Like I am OG Americana.
Uh-huh.
And, but I, growing up, I never saw us reflected that way. And With Love does that. Mm-hmm. And we've made it to the upper middle class. I was wearing Jimmy Choo. I mean, it was crazy.
I love it. Oh,
and which is true about the, you know, it's a complete universal story about family, love, relationships, friendships, and
humanity and real, the way the marriages work.
Yeah, it has a Latinx cast, but it's a universal show.
Right.
It's a show.
And you know, you'll speak from experience, Eric, like, I always used to say this about my dating life, but it's like, I'm an equal opportunity employer, meaning I do not discriminate. I whatever ethnicity you are or whatever, welcome. Mm-hmm. You are welcome to my Latinx community. Welcome.
Yes. Totally. That's
great. Yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, in this show, you get to see Latinos in therapy. Have you ever seen that?
That's a good point.
Latinos drinking green drink. We're drinking green drink, people. It's just, we're just normal people.
Exactly.
I mean, of course. Yeah. It's so refreshing and it makes my heart so happy.
I enjoyed it. We enjoyed it so much. And you, as usual, so phenomenal and so just beautiful and organic and doing your thing. I'm so proud of you because you know, you've been going at it for so long.
Always working. Yeah. You're always working. And for a long time,
you've been
always
very blessed,
on great
Constance,
projects.
You're always working.
But I mean, as you know, we've talked about on the show many times, the ups and downs of this business are the peaks and valleys are something that tests you and create strength like you never thought you had.
Well, thank you for thinking I'm always working because that is a lie. I just give the illusion.
You give the illusion.
I'm always in the scope of working actresses,
you keep popping up.
Yeah, you get on something. Something's yours.
I'm like the rubber duck. You push me down, and boop, I come back up.
You come back up. Exactly. I do the same. I'm still here.
Me as well.
You like have your own fantasy island. I mean, oh my God, Roz. So proud of you.
Thank you.
So proud. I mean, I was just beside, and you do it with such an elegance that it makes me so happy.
Thank you.
So happy. You know, I mean, honestly, it's like, I think nothing against you, Eric, because I know you're fabulous, seriously, because this would not have lasted as long as it has without you being fabulous.
Of course.
but an elegance, you always bring an elegance to whatever project that you do, Roz. And beauty and glamour and all that, because that's just who you are. But there's an elegance and an integrity to it that I think is so important. And so bravo to you.
Thank you. Gracias. It means a lot to me. Thank you. I try.
Yeah,
you know,
and two of you in the romance and the Hallmark or the Lifetime and the I saw that too.
The Taste of Summer. Yeah, that was Hallmark. Yeah,
we've had a few journeys. She came onto my show in season two. You came onto my show. I came on the Fantasy Island this season. We've been able to find ways to cross over, but
yeah, we're going out to Mexico this summer to do something else for Netflix.
Trying
together.
To get her to recur on my show. That's my goal. She can always be around. And then
they never call me. They never call me again.
Busy.
I was
work.
Like, oh, she did.
You're unavailable.
Anyways, I'm unavailable. Yeah, I guess.
Did you know you always wanted to be an actress, Constance?
Oh, no, God, no. I failed drama in high school.
She was a dancer. Yeah. She started as a dancer, like me.
Yeah, I was super shy, which is so funny. I couldn't speak in front of people. Oh, wow. So that's why I failed drama in high school. Plus I couldn't remember the lines and I just was filled with so much anxiety. I guess I was kind of a performer. Dancing was my way in and I didn't have to talk to people and I was usually part of like a big, you know, ensemble of dancers. And then sometimes I get singled out. And if I just kept my head down and focused on myself, I wasn't really paying attention to what I was doing. And then, you know, over years of doing that and music videos and commercials, and the David Bowie tour that I did, I thought, oh, okay, I'm a little more comfortable. Maybe I can speak in front of people. Maybe. So it kind of was a stepping stone to get me to be able to, speak.
What was your first acting gig?
My first commercial was my first commercial, which kind of, I think it got me in the union, was a Spanish, milk commercial.
Okay.
And I didn't speak a word of Spanish. I mean, I had some from my childhood, but I mean, I had no idea, but you had to lip sync. I play a rock star and I had to lip sync, this Spanish jingle, about milk. And I got there and I was like, oh, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to do it. But on some level, I'm like a parrot, is that if you, I just listen to it long enough, mm-hmm. so I let all the other actors, everybody go ahead of me. And I was there for, I don't know, an hour and a half, just listening to it over and over and over again. And they must have thought I was crazy. But by the end, I knew it and I could lip sync it. And
you nailed it.
I nailed it. So that was like my
first. Do you still know that jingle?
Leche la mañana, leche mediodía, la noche, leche, leche todo el día. Yeah,
you remember. That's funny. That's
how crazy the shit that sticks in our brains as actors. Yes, yes, like, yes. You could have monologues, you're like, bleh, I'll never think about it again. But that jingle broke you in.
It stays forever. I can't remember some of the stuff I said on With Love, and I just shot that in the summertime.
But you know, leche mañana.
Yeah, but for my real first acting gig, I played a dancer for Dirty Dancing in 1988.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, they wow. did
it. It was during a writer's strike and it didn't last very long, but it was my first like legit.
So you were in gig. Dirty Dancing?
Yes. The reboot with Melora Hardin.
Oh, the reboot. The
with Melora. Yes. I just did Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Yes. And was it Patrick Cassidy, Paul Feig?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And it didn't last very long, but I played a dancer and I literally would like cry every day because they'd be like, okay, get on your marks. And I had no idea what a mark was. I mean, it was a nightmare. And it was one of those times when they thought, oh, Latinos are kind of cool. Why don't we recast the Cynthia Rhodes role? Let's mm-hmm. make her let's give her a little flavor. Of course. Like, okay, here I am. The flavor, I'm ready to work.
Exactly. You know that we did, you remember? I think I was with you, yeah, for sure. When we danced at the Alma Awards.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
When I tripped my freaking dress.
When?
You don't remember the opening? Yeah, we're doing the whole thing and my heel got stuck to the back of my dress and I almost fell. But it took me half a second to react and just kept going. But I was so mad, Constance. I left that stage.
That's all I heard about for like the whole week.
I was fuming because I'm going, how is it possible that I remember that I rehearsed the day before because I was working and I showed up like the day before to learn the whole thing. But I was like, I can do this. And oh my God, I was so mad. But anyways, I look back at that performance all the time and we look good.
First of all, I'm sitting here with my mouth agape because there is no way that I ever saw you trip on your dress.
Really?
You and who was the other? Was it
Carmen Electra?
It was Carmen Electra, you, Eva. Me, Eva, and that's it.
Yeah, but you two made me mad.
Why?
Because here are Eva and I at Slam and Slaving at rehearsals like many, many times. And here comes Roz. Oh, Mira, I'll come. Okay, what is it? Okay, I got it. Here we go. And just so, like, this is all I saw. And never once did I see a trip in the same for Carmen and Eva and I are like, geez, oh my gosh, they're just so good. It makes me sick. So I never even saw you trip.
You were just
elegance and grace in that white dress.
Oh my God. That was fun. Funny. That was fun. And you know what I was thinking, Constance? So you did salsa as a dancer. You know what? So somebody, that was Robbie Rosa, right? Robbie Rosa with he's an Angela. Which I don't think they're together anymore, right? They divorced?
I don't know.
I think they did. Anyways.
It's hard to keep track.
It's so sad. I know. You know, he's back in Puerto Rico and he beat cancer and now he has his own line of coffee and he lives at this stunning hacienda. Robbie Rosa, people, so those who don't know, Robbie Rosa was a menudo. He's an ex-menudo. He's the mind behind Marie and a lot of Ricky Martin's hits. He's an incredible singer-songwriter. Anyways, he did this movie called Salsa. Somebody should do a remake. I don't know if salsa was effective and if it did well when it came out a zillion years ago.
I think it did.
It did fine.
Kenny Ortega, did he?
I don't know if it was Kenny. Kenny did Dirty Dancing. That. Maybe. Somebody should bring salsa back because now that Latinos are, well, kind of in, you know.
No, Kenny Ortega did do it because that's the only reason I got the opportunity to audition for Dirty Dancing because Kenny was going to choreograph Dirty Dancing, the TV series.
So that was Kenny that did salsa?
That was Kenny who did salsa because I was deep, deep, deep background like dancing salsa.
Yeah, oh, maybe directed. He choreographed it. I don't remember who directed salsa. I don't remember.
I didn't know this.
I'm gonna look into that because there's a lot of dancing movies, but it's a love story at the core of it all. You know, everybody loves a love story, and with the right music and the right cast, I think salsa might do a little something. I'm gonna check into that.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important. like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
So, and then the George Lopez show, how many seasons of that?
Six
seasons. Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to do it again? Is it going to be a reboot?
Isn't there talks about rebooting that?
We've been trying to reboot it forever. And there was a Netflix and a Warner Brothers and blah, 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 blah. We got so close because all the actors are willing to do it.
Really? Okay.
And the producers are willing to do it. The only thing is it's the timing of it. And I think it's going to be on pause now because George and his real daughter have a pilot called Lopez versus Lopez.
Yes.
So that's going to, they're going to do that right now. I mean, and I hope that does really well. Look, any representation is good representation. Yeah. I mean, it'd be awesome because they've rebooted every single show in the world. Mm-hmm. And there is no Latinos in any of those reboots. So I think it's like a no-brainer. And we did really well.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Sadly, the world kind of discovered how amazing we were after we got canceled. But
funny.
But in syndication, we grew up like, we blew up, like the kids and all their families discovered us. I don't know why that many people didn't see us when we, our first go round, when we were on primetime, but in syndication, people were just loving us.
Wow.
Was that your first big TV break? Like on a series regular on a show?
No. What did I do? Spin City was my first sitcom.
As a series regular on Spin City?
As a guest star.
Oh, but George Lopez, the Lopez show, George Lopez show was your first.
Well, I had my own show for a little while. I guess it wasn't my show. It was originally developed for this comedian, Mel Gorm, Cubana from Florida. And they recast her with me. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't, you know, my show. It was all of us. And I used to call it Revenge of the Tokens because we had one African-American, one white, older, waspy lady. We had one younger gay guy. We had one Latina and we had one like hunky Italian. It was like the one person, you know, you would always see. There's always one of them on like on a show, but we all were the show. And it only lasted 13 episodes, but it was on, after Friends and before Seinfeld.
Wow.
in the must-see
major
TV.
Time slot.
That was huge.
Well, it's the cursed time slot because if you did really well, they didn't give you credit for it because you were only doing well because
of
your Friends.
Because of your leading. Yeah.
And then if you weren't doing well,
then you couldn't sustain your lead-in.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, people back then, maybe they stayed and watched like the whole night, you know, they didn't want to push the button, but you know, it was brutal. It was like you were damned if you did well and damned if it wasn't, you know, Friends numbers or Seinfeld numbers. Mm-hmm. So it only lasted 13 episodes. But that's when I realized, I think I could do a sitcom.
Yeah. I'm funny.
Yeah, very funny.
I can. I mean, even though I had to screen test twice and audition five times for the George Lopez.
Really?
No.
They didn't want to give it to me.
Really?
Wow. You see how that works out? And 6 years later, they're like, best casting decision we ever made.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect one.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing with Seinfeld. You know, they did the first show and there's that notorious memo that says, oh, you know, recast the whole show, rework the whole show, keep Jerry and get rid of everybody else. And then, you know, it becomes like this thing. It just takes people a while.
It takes people a while. Exactly. And sorry if I don't know why I don't know this. Selena was before or after George Lopez?
Before.
It was before George Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she played, what was the name? Quintanilla. What was the name of the mother?
Marcela.
Marcela Quintanilla, which Selena is the singer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The mother, yeah. In real life. She played Selena's mom. In that movie.
You come off of that. You come off of your own sitcom, and then you have to struggle with, like you said, getting a job on another sitcom. Mm. And you still have to prove yourself an audition and go through all these things.
That's why I think the dancing, the comedy, the drama, it's just, you know, if my rent is due, I will do what I need to do. Just give me the job.
Yeah.
I know.
Right?
For sure. I know.
The fight's part of the game.
Right. Like, it's like, if I could be so presumptuous as to just pick one genre that I like to work in, that would be awesome, but I'm not there yet.
I'm going to do it all.
Exactly. First of all, can I just say how proud I am of you two in this podcast?
Oh, thank you.
And that you guys are still together.
I know, it's a shock.
16 years
surprises
later.
Me every day. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you mean it surprises me every day? Look.
Wait, is that only since marriage?
Married for 13.
And 16 together.
Yeah.
So 13 married.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you, with love, God willing, you guys get to move on and do another season. Is it going to be a 5-episode season again, or you think you're going to expand to maybe 7, 10, 13?
Well, I think so. The reason that this is the fastest to air a series, I think, for Amazon. It was pitched in January, shot in the summer, and then aired in December.
Oh, wow.
And so if you see it, that's why there's only 5. There was originally, I believe, several more. And that's why one of the relationships, they have to do a montage to kind of catch up.
Okay.
Because they had to, you know, cut. I mean, because the evolution, you see every family, every holiday, and the evolution of each relationship. Mm-hmm. And so one relationship, which was the main one, there was no episodes. So they had to like make a montage. And I think ideally they would structure it better because you get more and you slowly have the characters evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be ideal.
Okay. That would be awesome. And I want you guys to get another season and a third and a fourth and a fifth because I think it's important. Yes. I think Gloria works really hard and she's championing this Latinx movement so well that...
I'm glad she's on our side because she is like a mama bear. And but she brings it, funny, drama. I mean, the thing that made me so happy about this show is that the seamlessness from which she can go from comedy to drama to comedy and vice versa. And you don't feel like it's clunky at all, you know, and the actors that ended up being cast, like we can all go between genres and she writes us in a way that we feel seen.
Wow.
And with a level of respect, just not even Latinx people only, but like, her characters feel seen, they feel real, they feel respected, even though they're flawed and have their own, you know, my character, she kind of makes a little bit of a mistake, but you really know she's coming from a place of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's important.
It's a fun job.
I am so happy
for you. As an actress, fun role.
It's fun.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latina father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. And you look incredible. So thank you. You're incredible, truly. So thank you. Thank you for keep going at it. I want you to continue doing it. And go behind the cameras at some point.
Yeah, is that your cards?
I've started to, because, you know, I am a little bit type A controlling and bossy, a little, right? That, you know, this is not going to hold on forever. And I don't want to not look like me. Do you know what I mean? I want to stay youthful, but I don't want to like chop myself up to where, you know, I look like somebody else. So that directing might be something that I'm starting to shadow. And because, you know, I know a certain amount, I don't realize how much I know because I've done it for 30 whatever years. And I don't know which genre I'm interested in. So I'm going to approach that and, you know, get myself an education and see what that looks like. Because I've seen, you know, over these years, directors that have no idea what they're doing and they're not great. And I'm like, well, if they can do it, maybe I can do it.
You see when those directors come on your show and you're like, oh, okay. So the DP is really directing this show or the producer's really directing.
Right.
Like, they're being like paint by numbers. Like, oh, here's what we're going to set up. Oh, okay.
Right. Right. And I feel like I remember being on a show where a director, you know, we did a run through or like a, our first pass with just the actors, you know, and then the director just stood there and all the departments were like waiting for, you know, what he was going to say, like, what should we do? And our first date was AD was genius. He's like, so should we set up from this point of view and should we just do, and then he's like, yeah. And then props is like, so you're gonna need little, they just led this guy.
So how do they get there? How do they get to the point of being hired? That's what I don't understand.
Relationships.
Yeah.
People give them shots.
Yeah. Nepotism. And it's who you know. And it's, you know, people who were there before and know people who were there before. It's like a hierarchy.
That's crazy.
So I know some of those people. So I'm going to sneak in there and I'm going to be like, okay.
This is the same thing. We know those people. Listen, hey, I want to direct.
Right.
But you're going to come in prepared, girl. You're Latina. You're going to be like, listen, even if I don't know it, I'm going to fake it. You stand over there. You do it.
Yeah. No, there's one of my favorite directors. So I have two favorite female. Oh, it's hard. But I remember I was really impressed with my very first one, Zetna Fuentes.
Uh-huh.
She is amazing. She's from New York and she did a lot of Broadway, but directing Broadway. Mm-hmm. And we had this stunt where there was like a cockroach that had to move from this point to this point and get squished and what it looked like. And it was like, you know, it was like a special thing on the switched at birth. And I remember I asked a question or somebody asked her a question and she goes, oh, let me check my roach notes. And she literally had notes on the roach, how it was to be seen, what it was supposed to be made of, the squish, what the sound was supposed to be like. I was like, I want to be her.
It's a rock star.
I love her technique. Yes. So You have to represent. And not only that, this is such a weird thing to say, but how do I say this without sounding obnoxious? If you look a certain way, they judge you harder. Mm. Like you're not smart.
Of course, of course.
And I'm sure, Roz, you get the same thing.
Every single day. Even with people within the business that are in powerful positions that are friends, they're colleagues, and they love me. And they're like, Roz. But I know deep inside, because of the way I look or the way I sound, they don't relate that way to me.
Yeah.
So it gives them a little bit of a hard time. I can do exquisite work and I still feel underrated because of the way I look. You know what I mean? Because people have this perception, and it's really trippy for me. Like I at this point, listen, I used to be in my head about it. Now I laugh and I just go, you know what? It's a shame, but it is what it is. I am who I am, and I'm cool and I'm comfortable in my own skin. So deal with it,
And I think sadly we have to understand, and as we always have, you have to be better. You have to just, it's like, if it's not an even playing field.
It's not. Women, you know what I do, Constance? I keep it moving. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to keep it moving. I'll be fine. You know?
Right. That's how I almost quit once, twice. Eric, it looks like I'm always working, but there were several times I'm going back to school. And Tony Plana, who played my husband recently on a show I shot during COVID called Connected. Mm. Back then there was a show called Resurrection Boulevard, and I was in this weird spot. I was not young enough to play his daughter, but I wasn't old enough to play his wife. And they were like, well, just go in for the daughter. So I went in for the daughter, and everybody looked like a fetus, right? They look like babies in there. And here I am. And I'm like, I shouldn't even be here. Anyway, I didn't get it. It's fine. And I was leaving. And you know, sometimes when you kind of knew you were set up to fail, that there's this shrinking feeling as you're walking out. And I saw Tony Plana. I was like, you know what? He goes, did you read to play my wife? And I was like, no, I read to play your daughter. And he's like, and I said, you know, I'm in this weird space. I'm going to go back to school. I just can't do this anymore. And he was really sweet. And he looked at me sincerely, and I didn't know him very well, but he looked at me in my eyes and he said, you can't quit, Constance. If you stop, that means somebody else is going to have to start all the way from the beginning to build the momentum that you have now. We need you to not quit.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, damn it, he's right.
Yeah.
But nobody had ever put it that plainly to me before. But it wasn't even me doing it for me. It was me doing it for us.
Do you understand that was God at that specific moment sending you exactly what you needed? Let me just put this angel to say something that with substance and that important for you to go, okay, change of mindset. Yeah. You know, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, it isn't just me. It's, you know, and that's one of the things I love about Gloria. She's like, you know, if she opens the door, she's bringing everybody with her. Mm. Everybody. Because, you know, we've seen each other many, many years and, you know, in circles. And then she would say, oh, we'll work together. We'll work together. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Of course.
And then, bam, here I am. And now I know what everybody's talking about. Like, she's like I lovingly call her like a 900-pound gorilla that you have on your side. Mm. But she's also so humble, in the sense that she just wants to be part of the process, and hilarious. She's so funny. When we did our scenes together, it was not hard to feel that, you know, sisterly banter and
talented. I remember Gloria was a writer for Devious Maids, the second season. And
she was?
Yeah, she was a writer with Tania Saracho. And I remember that I got invited. Mark Cherry, he does some kind of like charity. I don't even know exactly what it was, but it was like one of those like small little theater in Hollywood. And all these actors get together and they do little scenes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they write them. And then Mark himself went up and he did a scene and he acted. And then Gloria wrote another scene, I think with Liz Craft as well. And she acted. And I knew her as a writer. I didn't know she was an actress. But it was so cool to see one of our writers, you know, write a piece and be actually part of it. And she killed that thing. She was so funny. I was like, fuck. She's a great actress. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then I learned that, oh, you know, she's an actress. That's what she went to, you know, that's what she studied. So she's doing it all and doing it successfully. So good for her, man. It's we need her.
I know. I'm proud to be at the table.
That's awesome.
And part of the process, because it's a beautiful thing, and it makes me so happy, and it makes me happy to be happy about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it like, sadly, some of the, there's still so much, I don't know. It's so crazy. There's still so much kind of ignorance as to like what a Latin family is, mm-hmm. or what gay people are, or trans people. Mm-hmm. And this show represents everybody without all the trauma and bondage of, you know, somebody needing to be rescued, or somebody's a convict, or whatever. We don't have any of that stereotypical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just read, so all every, you know how as actors, you see all the positive. And then there's the one person who says something negative, and we focus on that.
Yes.
I saw somebody wrote that the poster was offensive because there was a gay couple on it.
No, no, they didn't.
That was the review.
No.
That was the review. Wow. And I was like, wow, we really need this show.
Stupid people.
This show is for that person for that person's family and for everybody.
Oh,
and,
man.
But, you know, that's the one thing I it just shocks me in this day and age that there's still people like that, that think that. And then of course there's 100 positive things. They love everybody, all the storylines, my character arc, the writing, the lighting, everything.
What you're thinking about.
And I'm like, that one,
the
guy.
I know the one guy.
That one guy.
That's sad. I know. Get alive, you mother. Oh my God. Anyways, thank you, Constance. Thank you for talking to us. Yeah, this was just beautiful. And again, so proud of you. And everybody on Amazon Prime, with love, you better watch it.
It's been
out now for a little bit. It's doing fantastic.
Friday. We launched on Friday.
Yes.
We were number 4 on all of Amazon in the US on Friday. And then yesterday we were number 2.
Wow, nice. Yes.
I know. That's amazing. Yes, and we got 100 per 100.
Rotten tomatoes, whatever. Yeah, there you go. Girl, you're getting another season.
There's going to be more.
I love it.
And it shoots in LA, so I can stay with my daughter.
Absolutely. It shoots in LA as well. Oh my God. Yes. Tell Gloria to freaking call me. I want to be a sister. I'm your freaking sister or something. Oh my God. I'll be amazing.
We got a big family. There'll be a space.
Please. Fantastic. I need to shoot in LA. Anyways,
I know.
I love you,
that's
mommy.
The hard part. All right.
Thank you, Constance.
Bye bye.
We need to see each other in person.
Please.
It can't just be podcast. Okay?
I know. Please. So we can hug each other. Much love.
Yes,
bendiciones,
I'm
mami.
Vaccinated y todo. It'll be great.
We are.
All right. Bye guys.
Bye.
Wow. Constance Murray. We have to see her in person.
So good to see her. Yeah.
I know.
No, at least you saw her. I mean, it's been ages.
How awesome is Constance? Just
she's jamming. I love that. Cool. I love hearing how people start in this business, how they persevere in this business. She almost quit.
30-something years.
You know, got a message from God through a friend, to keep it going. So Tony Plana, she can thank him for With Love, for everything else, because he kept her in the business.
He kept her in the business. I know. And she's doing really well.
Yeah.
She's looking fabulous and she's just awesome. So
great
thank
episode.
You guys. It was a good episode. We will be seeing you next week.
Yeah,
I love you.
Subscribe to He Said Ella Vijo on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.